Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Very disturbing phenomenon, and give this a lot of thought. There is a lawyer named Cleta Mitchell. Now, Cleta Mitchell is bad news. She had been a partner in a Milwaukee law firm, believe it or not, until the law firm released her with what she'd done with Trump. She was one of Trump's lawyers and supporters, one of the architects of Trump's fraudulent attempt to overturn the 2020 elections, claimed that it had been, quote, stolen, end quote. Cleta Mitchell, bad news. I thought she'd sort of slithered off into the darkness. Well, it turns out that that's not the case. She is currently working on recruiting conspiracy-minded poll workers and watchers for future elections. She was apparently on the phone call to Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, when Donald Trump told him to, quote, find 11,780 votes, and implying that he could be criminally prosecuted if he didn't, which is really an invitation to forge 11,780 votes, or else throw out 11,780 Democratic votes. That in itself was a felony on the part of Trump, extortion, threatening Raffensperger to commit a criminal act or face criminal prosecution. Anyway, Cleta Mitchell is a part of the Trump circle that architected the 2020 attempt to subvert the peaceful transfer of power and keep Trump in office. And now she is reportedly working on recruiting conspiracy-minded poll workers and poll watchers for future elections. Things are happening right under our nose, and I am alerting you to this and monitor this. Remember that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. It's a famous poem, famous line, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. But fascism does creep in on little cat's feet. It doesn't just appear at your door one day as a soldier with medals on his chest and a gun. It's one little fraudulent effort at a time to subvert democracy. One little fraudulent effort at a time. It's what happened in Germany in the 1930s after Hitler came to power and he dissolved the Reichstag. You know, he said, I want peace. I'll just have a firm hand. I'll only serve for 4 years and I'll turn it back over to the Reichstag. And then he started to kill opponents. Putin, the same thing. They had restored some kind of democracy under Boris Yeltsin in the 1990s. Putin came in, just give it to me. I'll take care of things. But in his case, he bombed some apartment buildings in Moscow and said it was Chechens. Said, we'll take care of them, and then I'll turn the government back over to you. And now what you have is what you have, a genocidal sadist. Hitler was a genocidal sadist. But it's not a genocidal sadist that's going to appear at your door. It's going to be something on little cat's feet. And one way to do it is to flood the polls with people that you're not used to seeing. You're used to seeing usually older folks who sort of greet you, and they're quite pleased to be there at the polls. They make a few bucks. They're there for the day. They make you show your driver's license. Once there was, mandatory voter ID. You know, I've known these people for 40 years, and they say, Matt, I got to see your driver's license. They're very honest. Then they give you your ballot with a sleeve, and you go over to the tray table, and you fill it out and feed it in. And they give you a little sticker that says, I voted. I put it on my jacket. And I look forward to that a couple of times a year. Certainly all the I vote in every election, even February primaries, even special elections. But that could change. You could walk in there and see some sort of gimlet-eyed zealot who can do anything in a whole range of possible activity, one of them being slowing things up, harassing people, raising absolutely meritless objections to people voting. You know, you do have same-day registration at the polls, but that can be subverted by long lines or people having to step away, that kind of thing. In Texas, it's gotten to the point where they have passed criminal laws that make it a felony for poll workers, and these are frequently older people who are basically volunteers just making, you know, $100 a day or something to do it, and go to jail. For instance, if they, quote, obstruct the view of poll watchers, of the voters. What does that mean? Well, they permit partisan poll watchers down in Texas who stand there hovering and glowering at people. And these old ladies that administer the polls walk back and forth, you know, getting ballots and all that. If they happen to pass in the line of sight between a Republican zealous poll watcher and a voter, they could be prosecuted for a felony. Now, will they be? Maybe not. Will be warned and threatened and demoralized? Absolutely. And in some minority areas, will they prosecute one or two for blocking the line of sight just as a deterrent? And the answer is yes. There's one individual down there facing a prosecution, African-American person, who voted in the wrong precinct based on advice, incorrect advice they got from someone. Because what they do in some of these states, especially minority areas, is shift the precincts around a lot. That's even happened on the east side of Milwaukee where I live. One time I've been voting at a place called St. Mark's Church, just off of Downer Avenue. One day I find out, no, it's going to be in Lake Park in a structure in the basement. And then the next time it went back, you know, I don't know, that's fine. But what if you did that deliberately all the time in minority areas, say in Texas, and if someone went in and voted in the wrong one, made it a crime? What if there's another one where somebody had committed a crime, a burglary in the 1990s, and had 20 years of probation afterwards? Their probation ended in June. They mistake of a certain year, so let's say 2020. They mistakenly thought that it ended in April. And so they voted in an April election 2 months before it actually expired. Now, remember, they had done nothing wrong the whole time. They were exemplary people on parole. They're back in jail. They're back in jail. The Republican Party is trying to criminalize voting any way they can. And, you know, you might say, well, courts aren't going to put up with that. Well, let me tell you something. There are only so many courts. They can't take every case or oversee every case. The U.S. Supreme Court, bad as it is, a Republican political court really still only takes a couple of hundred cases a year for full decision out of the whole country. Yes, they have a shadow docket where in secret they meet and don't give their reasoning and do terrible things. But even then, they can't do that to too many cases. There's a lot of injustices that occur that are never corrected in the judiciary. Never collected in the judiciary. So when Cleta Mitchell and these characters in the Republican Party are recruiting poll workers and poll watchers who are similarly conspiracy-minded, that is a total change, at least in Wisconsin, from what we're used to. You're not used to Gablemans sitting there and mini Gablemans glowering at you And you wonder who's actually counting these votes. Who's going to drive them downtown to the clerk's office? Who's going to do that? There was a case many years ago in Waukesha County where a Republican clerk had ended up, she brought him home to her basement, in her home. If you start to diminish confidence in the elections, that is what the Republicans want. They want to diminish confidence in elections. That's the first step in the assault on the democracy, because once that happens, people on the left or the right, Democratic, Republican, moderate, independent, whatever, if they don't trust the election, you sacrifice your democracy. We have to have trust. And that is why when you have people like Ron Johnson and Voss and Scott Walker and the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, and the others attacking the veracity of the last election, this time around, it's not going to change the result. But going forward, it's a cancer that eats away at the flesh of democracy. And that's what they're doing. Keep a very sharp eye in your community and make sure that Cleta Mitchell and people of her ilk are not suddenly harassing or in any respect trying to replace poll workers or poll watchers with conspiracy-minded people. If that happens, that has to be given to the attention of the Attorney General. There has to be a legal process about it. We've got to keep Wisconsin honest. Texas is not honest. Florida is not honest in their voting systems. We have got to keep Wisconsin honest. And eternal vigilance is the price of safety. Eternal vigilance is the price of democracy. You can never let your guard down with these people. You can never let your guard down. Phone break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.